tangled tale of love and reincarnation and reversion. And I heard it from Martin Brown. So a word, if you'll allow it, about Martin. I'd call him an adventurer if the term weren't slightly disreputable these days. Whenever you ran into him, he was just back from or just going to Alaska or Heard Island or furthest Mongolia for no good reason except that his feet were itching again. And because, as the man said, they were there. The story's his, and I'll let him tell it and leave you to make of it what you will. We'll call it He Also Serves. John Haneker was American Indian. Now, I don't mean the cigar store, laughing water kind. I mean the kind that takes Greek prizes in colleges. And talking about Greeks, my friend, those old Greek gods weren't in it with John when it comes to looks and stature and all the rest of it.
Young?
Maybe 28. Hmm? John was a friend of mine. Met him in Muscogee, United States, last time I was over there, and we got thick. Must have been about a year ago. First time he ever took me to meet Anne.
Anne?
Anne Feather, short for Anne Blue Feather. John Haneker was quite crazy about her.
You see, Martin, she's Cherokee, like myself. One of my students, in fact. She'll make a magnificent anthropologist.
Oh, hey, John dropped me at the Pocahontas and I'll wait for you in the bar.
You scared?
No, just that too many intellectuals make Martin a dull boy.
And there's also quite beautiful.
Oh, worse and worse. Beautiful blue stockings get me confused. Now, come on, drop me off and I'll meet you.
No.
Oh, well, okay. But if you think I'm going to spend my last night in town listening to a beautiful girl discoursing on how the first American inhabitants arrived here on stilts.
Stilts,
didn't they? Well, answer that. I'm interested in them now, strictly and exclusively. And right now, I'd like to tie one on, oh, great chief.
Later, old pale face. Later, the firewater will flow. For the nonce, you are going to meet Anne Blue Feather.
Pow!
Free coffee's coming up.
John, it isn't fair. You should let me make it.
Things were arranged better, O squaw, in the morning of our race.
True, but the coffee was probably terrible. Martin, excuse 2 minutes, sharp.
By all means.
John, is there any news?
Nothing definite, Anne. But the prognosis is favorable.
Oh, I'm so glad.
If the expedition comes off, I'm thinking of luring Martin along.
Huh? What expedition?
Extapel, somewhere in the South American jungle. I'm trying to interest Washington in giving me a grant to finance it.
Well, what for?
Oh, to prove an anthropological theory of mine, I hope. Oh, yeah, I won't bore you with it right now.
No, well, whatever I am, I'm an anthropo...
No, but I figure you'd be a useful backstop in an emergency. Yeah, as they say, Anne, Martin's been around.
I figured that out for myself quite a while back.
Or keep away from Paleface. Ancestral scalping knife kept sharp, an ancestral wigwam.
Yeah, maybe I better stick to chess.
Now, about the expedition. It may be a while before I get an answer either way, but I'm pretty hopeful. I'd like to talk to you about it, Martin, before you go.
Oh, you're leaving Muscogee, Martin?
Yeah, tomorrow. Or anyway, that's what I planned. Come to think of it, there aren't any rules about it. I make my own rules.
You mean you might change your mind?
Yes, I might.
But you said...
Well, I know what I said, John, but I hadn't heard about this expedition, had I? Well, I stayed on another month. And I went back a few times with John Haneker to call on Anne. I also called on her a few times when John wasn't along. It was just the way of friends and such matters. Anyway, I was in California 2 months later when I got John's wire. My feet were itching again, and I met him, as always.
The fact is, Martin, Washington's still negotiating with the authorities down there to give me full facilities. But in the meantime, I'm going down to take a look-see for myself. And you're coming with me. On the expense account.
Well, here's to the good old Aztec ruin.
And to expense account.
And to expense account.
Yeah, I'm afraid the appropriation won't stretch to feather beds, Martin.
I don't expect them. Oh, and speaking of feathers...
Yeah, I thought we'd take a freighter. They're safe cash, and we don't run into any excess baggage problems.
Fine, I'll lay in a dozen cases of rum.
It's a good old Aztec ruin.
And two expense accounts.
About Anne, I don't particularly care to talk about it, but I'll put you in the picture. Anne's disappeared, Martin.
What? You mean vanished?
Yes. She left Muscogee about a month ago. Just up and went. She vanished.
Oh, well.
She didn't say goodbye, and she hasn't written. Vanished. Like your shadow when the sun goes under a cloud.
What do you know? You were pretty keen on her, huh?
I tried to trace her. No dice. I've never found a clue.
Oh, that's bad, John.
Yes, well, let's have another drink.
Hey, you, take it pretty hard, losing Anne, don't you?
Have another drink. You know what they say, Martin? When the pale faces introduced us to fire water, they fixed our clock. To oblivion.
Temporary. Yeah, I was just saying, old boy, you've taken it pretty hard.
Well, man's got his work to do. Oh, forget it. We'll pile up all that old tub at midnight.
Now, what do you think happened, John, to Anne, I mean?
I said forget it.
Okay.
Confound it, Captain. Can't you beat up some shelter? Close, shelter, close, senor. Yucatan coast closed, but no harbor.
Well, I thought I saw light, like a cloud.
And both at the Tagayola. No harbor.
Broken up.
Oh, what a name to run up against in the dark.
Our cabin is awash. Captain, that equipment of mine's worth its weight in gold. And all my records will be ruined.
Yeah, enough to mention what's left of the rum.
Is there anywhere I can shift my gear to, Captain?
No, senor. Sorry. We're lucky to stay afloat.
Oh, fine thing. Hey, John O'Horse, they have a whip cast in your first and Davy Jones' locker.
Oh, my records, Martin. All those years of work. And to go like this, just when I have a chance to prove my theory.
Hey, well, we cruise the shore.
Hey, look! Right!
Yes, I know! Brokers or something or other. I say, we better get below or be washed overboard.
John!
Coming round at last,
eh? What?
Good morning.
Huh? Great Scott. Oh, my.
Extraordinary thing. That's just what the other fellow said. I imagine it only happened in books. Are you hurt at all?
Who are you?
Bing. Theophilus. Major, Indian Army retired.
Huh?
Retired to a very pleasant little plantation, actually. If you exclude the Boca climate.
Boca? Oh, yes, I remember now. Storm. Was it wrecked?
Hmm? Oh, I presume you mean your freighter. No, I don't think so. It hove to, I understand, and rode the storm out. Lovely morning, isn't it?
You said something about the other fellow. To me, my friend John Henniker. Is he all right?
A bit of a mess, like yourself, but alive. My boys found him at daybreak. No, we... As you see, they rigged up a kind of stretcher for you.
Oh, thanks. But you do mean John Henniker. Was he washed overboard, too?
And they can't say I got his name. Raving a bit, actually. Big, fine-looking suntan, young fellow.
Oh, that's John.
Oh, I say, are you in pain? Oh. Look, I'll get you back to my place and do the old first aid act.
Oh.
All right, Madwell, get him on the stretcher. Easy, does it now? Nothing broken, I hope.
I don't think so. Whew, look, Major, it's lucky for us this town Boca or whatever was so handy.
Oh, Boca's miles back up the coast, actually. And I'm the one who's lucky, old boy. First fellow countryman I've had washed up on my doorstep in years. Indian? You're Indian, old boy.
Cherokee.
Well, I'll be hanged.
Any objections, Major?
Eh? Oh, I say, old boy, really. Hang on a minute, really. We ought to drink on that.
Hey, what got into you, Big Chief? Never knew you to wear the old chip on the shoulder before.
I'm darned if I know, Martin. Being here, I suppose. I don't know. It gives me the most curious feeling.
Well, it could be a lot worse, you know. Very nice bungalow. Bing certainly knows how to look after himself.
I wasn't thinking of the bungalow.
No?
I mean the jungle out there. Sounds of it and the feel of it. Last night I woke up listening to it and it gave me...
Hmm?
Curious kind of feeling.
Hmm. Yeah, he's an old chap, Bing. Seems to get on very well with his boys.
Men.
Huh? Oh, sorry. Men.
Ever read the story of the conquest of the Aztecs and the Inca? It makes very pretty reading.
Yes, I have. Poor old Major Bing wasn't around at the time. I come on, snap out of it, Henniker.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You feeling all right now?
Yeah, I'm fine. Drink's coming up. Oh, by the way, Henniker, I've sent a wireless message to Broker to check on your luggage and equipment, just to make sure it's all right.
Oh, thank you, Major. That was very kind of you.
So you're a... what do you call it?
Anthropologist.
Oh, yes, very interesting. Martin Brown here tells me you play about with ruins and the like, eh?
Well, that's one aspect of my work.
Splendid. The reason I ask is because we've got some ruins, I understand, not so far from here. As the crow flies, that is. Frightful job to get at if you aren't a crow.
Ruins?
From all accounts, marvelous old temple or some such.
A temple? What kind of temple, Major?
If you believe in predestination and all that, you could make out a case for that cyclone that literally threw us ashore in that remote reach of the Yucatan coast. Well, I leave you to work it up yourself. Major Bing was delighted to have us as house guest for an indefinite period, and I, for one, was delighted to sit with the Major and John on the veranda, with the jungle at our feet, drinking rum punches and whatnot, and talking of this and that. John was happy about the rum punches, too, but sooner or later the talk would always get back to the ruins.
They won't talk to me.
Eh?
The people, the Indians, they won't accept me as one of themselves.
Well, if you'll forgive me, old boy, you can't have it always. Manuel, three more.
Si, senor.
Actually, obviously, you're one of us.
Hmm. Martin?
Fellow.
I'm going to find it. Are you with me?
Almost entirely with you, old boy. Find what exactly?
A temple. Oh. I asked Louis and the others to guide me, but they said it wasn't yet time.
Wasn't time?
That's right. They keep saying it. I imagine there are certain times and seasons to approach the temple.
Just leave the train, Louis. Then you can make yourself scarce for a while.
Si, senor. Here, John, have a rum punch. It'll cheer you up.
I'm going to find that temple. I've amassed quite a bit of information and put it all together. I'll leave at dawn tomorrow. Martin, you with me?
Get all the way, Big Chief. I say, you did say at dawn?
Oh, I say, John, let's take a rest. I've about had it.
No, not yet.
Oh, for heaven's sake, old boy, it must be all 4 o'clock. Sun's about due to go over the yard on.
Look.
Huh? Where?
Straight ahead. Up there on the rise.
By Jove. Now, that's what I call a beautiful ruin.
A temple.
Pretty much overgrown, isn't it?
Come on, Martin. Pick up your feet.
Well, how do we get back?
Magnificent.
Oh, well, I must say, all those funny birds and beasts would be arrested if they came out in vaudeville that way.
Magnificent. Where work of a great people.
Well, now we've come this far, and we're going in.
Going in? Close on sundown.
Well, what's the matter with you? You can't be cold. It's at least 100 in the shade. John?
Yes?
I said, now we've come all this way, and no one alone knows if we'll be able to find our way back. Aren't we going in?
Going in? Yes. Yes, of course.
Hey, you must be going down with a fever, John. You're shivering.
Hey, what's this?
Kind of an alcove without bath. Look at that. Stone Davenport, the stone washstand, is it?
Rum sort of a place, isn't it? Ooh, pretty dark in here.
Hey, John. That washstand thing. Do you suppose... you remember what you told me about human sacrifices and all that?
Look at that whacking great idol.
Be quiet.
Quiet? Who's to hear? Please, John, come over here. Come and look at this idol. 10 million years old, by the look of it, if it's a day.
Who does it remind you of?
Hey, John, come here.
No.
What's the matter with you? Come over here and stand beside it. And stop shaking. You're a big boy now.
That's the boy.
Here, now, step up onto something. There, that pedestal thing. Same as it's doing. Come on, up you get. Here, I'll give you a hand. Now, freeze up like the statue. Now, keep still, man. Stop shivering. Yeah, that's it. Hey, the dead spitting image. Big Chief, he's your twin. Brother, he's old and wonderful. What do you make of it, John?
Can you make out the shorthand carved into the pedestal?
Yes.
Rum-looking stuff. The alphabet of this country seems to be composed of Z's, L's, and T's.
Martin. This is a statue of Zlatopaksel. I never saw him rendered in this shape before.
Zlata what?
Zlatopaksel. One of the most powerful gods of the ancient Aztecs.
Oh, glad to meet him. And frankly, in his present condition, he reminds me of the joke Shakespeare got off on Julius Caesar. We might say about your friend, inferior, what's his name? Dead and turned to stone, no use to write or call him on the phone.
Martin, Do you believe in reincarnation?
Reincarnation? Oh, not especially. Why?
Because I believe that I am the reincarnation of Zlatopaksel.
Oh, now,
Martin, I'm serious. My researchers have convinced me that the Cherokees, all the North American Indians, can boast of straight descent from the Aztecs.
Yes, well, you told me that, but...
This is the proof. Look, John. We're identical. This figure is my double.
Yes. Well, you know something? I need a drink.
I'm sure of it. And I'm convinced I am. Anne. What if she what?
Oh, you must be crazy, impersonating idols and believing in reincarnation. Oh, it's as spooky here as the Chamber of Horrors at Madame Tussauds with the lights out.
Be quiet. Listen.
What?
Someone's coming.
I can't hear anything.
Someone's coming. Many people. Quickly, into the other chamber.
Yeah.
It's no doubt the priest's chamber. There'll be peepholes all in the wall. We'll be able to see what happens.
Do we want to?
In here.
Ooh, creepy sort of place, isn't it? Like a bedless bedchamber.
Here we are. Peepholes. It was the custom of the priests to watch the bringing of gifts to the gods, Zlatopaksel, through these.
Quiet now. You don't have to tell me. Watch.
Down when they started to flood in. The Indians, I mean. Indigenous bodies and short kimonos. Dozens of them, single file, bearing gifts. Oh, and what gifts. There were goat steaks and fried rice cakes and plantains and castavas and boiled land crabs and mangoes and jars of honey and bunches of bananas, bottles of wine and stacks of tomatoes. In the middle of the lull, they started again with beautiful shawls that the Indian women weave with a kind of vegetable fiber like silk. Then again there was a lull. Then each of them set his gift on a square block of stone before the image and knelt down and walloped his nose two or three times on the floor and then went off into the moonlit darkness. I got hungrier and hungrier, but John Henniker didn't stir.
It's gone now.
Oh, about time. I'm starving. Always went for tortillas in a big way.
Silence.
Huh?
I think someone else is coming.
Yeah, well, probably the priest or deputy idol or whatever committee of disarrangements is hidden out in the jungle to get the rake off. Do you know, said John, wherever you find a god, you'll find somebody waiting to take charge of the burnt offering.
Someone comes.
No, I can't hear anything. Got a good long view of the approaching donors up here, eh? What are you looking at?
A maid. Beautiful as the moonlight. Barefoot in a white robe.
Oh, this I must see.
And in her hands,
a wreath of flowers. That I like. Frankly, even a stone god ought to appreciate a little sentiment like that on top of the fancy groceries they pile up in her.
And in her hair, a blue feather.
Blue?
It's Anne.
Great galloping ghost. It's the spitting image of Anne climbing up that tower.
Help me, quickly.
Help you to what?
To move the statue. We must get it down from the pedestal.
Are you crazy? That statue must weigh a couple of hundredweight.
Quickly. There isn't much time. Help me.
But for the love of Mike, man.
Oh.
What's got into you, man?
Oh, backwards. Moving.
Steady on that.
Good.
There.
Now, careful. Move it back into the darkness. Against the wall.
Oh, now, John, this is crazy. What the devil got into you?
Come on. In the corner. Here.
There. John, you listening to me? John. John, what in thunder are you doing?
What?
Why are you stripping off?
Get rid of those shawls. Hurry.
Shawls?
The shawls the worshippers left. Now, hurry.
Oh, for the love of...
Don't argue. Get the shawls.
Oh, who do you think you are? Slough of Paxo or something? Yeah, this is getting to look like a B-class movie.
Oh, the shawls. Bring me the shawls.
All right. Here. Take it on me.
Thank you. You mightn't listen.
No.
I am the reincarnation of the god. Anne was my bride of 2,000 years ago. She is coming to seek me in the temple where I used to reign.
Yeah, well, anything you say, old chief.
Now, go to the other chamber. Leave me alone with her.
Oh, cut it out. John, come to you. John Hannigan and that girl.
She's coming. Go quickly.
What are you getting up under that pedestal for?
Go quickly. Go to the other chamber.
Okay. But if you ask me, you're bonkers. Stark, staring bonkers. Go!
Well, I'd scarcely got an eye glued to one of those peepholes when she was there, laying a wreath before what she took for an idol. And then she was down on the floor, massaging her nose on the pedestal like all the other goons.
Do you mean Anne?
Well, when I first saw her close, I said to myself, yes, it's Anne. The next moment, well, I thought she looked a shade darker. But either way, she looked good.
And what happened then?
Well, John Henniker steps down from his pedestal very quietly and says a few words that sounded just like the hieroglyphs carved on the walls of that ruin. And the girl gives a little jump. Her eyes flew open, big as donuts. But she doesn't run away.
Well, surely she didn't believe he was the idol.
Why not? I tell you, Annika looked exactly like Lopataxel, or whatever his full name was.
Yes, but...
No, but, old man, I tell you, that idol and Annika were twins. You just couldn't tell them apart. Anyway, she and John joined hands and walked away, out of the temple, together.
Yes.
Go on. Well, with the natural scenery of the place, it was just like a play to watch them walking into the jungle, she looking up at him, and he, my friend John, giving her back the best an Indian can hand out in the way of a languishing eye.
Didn't you do anything?
Do anything? Well, I yelled. And then I ran after him. Come to think of it, one way or another, I was pretty lucky I ever found my way back to Major Bing's.
Do you mean they didn't hear you?
Never batted an eyelash.
They went right on, hand in hand, without once looking back, until you might say, the jungle swallowed them up. And I never saw hide nor hair of John Haneker from that day to this. That's the story.
Extraordinary. Tell me something. Do you believe the Cherokees really were descended from the Aztecs?
Well, that's a good question. No, I'd say your guess is as good as mine, chum, but I will tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they were, one of them went back. Miss Anne Bluefeather. By Jove, yes. I never did get around to telling John, did I? I meant to, but by the time I got up the nerve, it was too late.
Too late? How do you mean?
About a month after I left Muscogee.
Yes, I remember.
Well, a few days after that, she turned up in the flat I'd taken in New York, East 23rd Street. Neat little five-room place you ever walk sideways through. And she's been Mrs. Martin Brown ever since.